Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Majewski skips it over to Horford. He's open, fires away. It's 19 straight games for Al Horford with a made three. And the Warriors open the contest offensively with a one-point lead. And now Al Horford's going to come over, put on the headset for me. Got a handheld mic. He gets to be his own announcer right now. Al, can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. Hey, first of all, season high points for Golden State. You guys came in at the end of the trip getting some love there from Kyle Filipowski. Tell me about playing here in Salt Lake City. It's an altitude. Do you feel it?
You definitely feel it a little bit. The key for us tonight was to come out with a lot of energy and set the tone, and we did that.
How much of a relief was it to get out of Minneapolis with everything that was going on there, and it was freezing cold, just to get someplace else and get back to playing basketball?
It was great, honestly. I was long road trip, it seemed like, especially our time in Minneapolis. So just happy to get out of there and be, you know, here in Utah. And now, you know, we got the win and we get to go home.
Get to go home. And I wanted you to comment a little bit about the young bigs, Trace Jackson Davis, Quinton Post. What do you see with their development? What are they getting better at that maybe the average fan doesn't see?
Their energy level has been key, and that's something that sometimes you can take for granted, but I feel like QP is doing a better job crashing the offensive glass. Defensively, he's being solid. He's making his reads a little better, so he's improving. And Trace, when he's getting in there, he has a lot of energy. He tries to bring energy, and that's what we need from him right now.
And finally, as we head toward the trading deadline, you know, all kinds of rumors get thrown out about you've been through a whole bunch of trading deadlines. Do you offer any advice to the young players?
It's tough, but I think the biggest thing for them is just continue to be professional and try not to. It's inevitable you're going to see some things, but try not to get caught up in everything. So,
well, you had an incredibly efficient night, 4 of 5 from the field, and in only 24 minutes you had 9 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds. That is a good night of work, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Congratulations, and we'll see you on the plane.
All right, thanks.
Al Horford, our guest, 140-124 was your final score. The Warriors get the win and head back home with a 2-2 road trip, all things concerned. I think that's not a bad road trip with how it played out with the game that got postponed and certainly everything that went on in Minneapolis. Final was 140-124. It's a very interesting box score tonight as you look at it. Golden State, 23 of 54 from three, 42.6%. They shot 53% overall, but they took 54 threes and only 32 twos. A very interesting distribution tonight. 38 assists for Golden State, and when they get 30-plus assists, they're 17-2. On the year. They also get over 60 points from their bench. That's the 11th game this year that they have gotten 60 from their bench squad. So it was good in that regard. But it does not erase at times what I thought was a little bit of a sloppy defensive effort. They did give up 124, including 38 in the third quarter. And for a good chunk of the game, it was a very casual game. The intensity wasn't there. Maybe a little bit drained coming out of Minnesota. Maybe the fact that we're playing, you know, a team that was, you know, ranked last in defense, a team that has won only 15 games so far this year. Maybe they looked at that and just didn't have the ability to turn it up on cue tonight. But they got the win, which is the most important thing, and head home to play a very tough Detroit team. And again, if you want to come out and watch that one, tickets available at warriors.com. And I just thought that the fact they were able to secure a win a night where Draymond didn't score. He had 0 points but was a plus 17. He had 6 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 block shots, tangled up for most of the night either with Nurkic or Filipowski. So I think tonight anytime you can score 140, your starting power forward doesn't score, you get the win. Steph Curry had 27. He moved ahead of Paul Pierce, so he sits alone in the number 19 spot. The all-time scoring list. And, I think a much-needed win for Golden State. But they knock down shots, and when the Warriors do that, you know, they're a team that can beat just about anybody. But without Jimmy Butler, you know, they had to find a way to get the free throw line. They did that tonight, 25 of 30. They did turn the ball over 20 times, which was not very good. And Steph Curry had five of those, three for Melton, three for Will Richard, three for Draymond Green. So it was a lot of the guys that were handling the ball. And, you know, that's the case with teams like the Warriors. They throw over 330 passes a night, number one in the league. When you're moving the ball like that a lot, you're going to get a lot of turnovers. But 20 is too many. And the Jazz were equally inefficient there. They had 19 turnovers, shooting only 39% beyond the arc at 15 of a 38. But Utah has some nice pieces. Keontae George is going to get better and better. He had 19 and 7 assists tonight. Lowry Markkanen, I thought the Warriors, the one part defensively I thought they did really well was guarding Lowry Markkanen tonight. He was 6 of 14 from the field. Ace Bailey, he's going to be a good player, and there's going to have to be a little patient with him. And Bryce Sensabaugh is a guy that can fill it up coming off the bench. So they have some nice pieces here. Now, you know, where they go in this year's draft, what kind of moves they make will determine how, you know, good they're going to be in years to come. So that kind of a game tonight here in the Salt Lake.